Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
This Honorable Superior Court is now open and back in session. Good morning.
Good morning. Please be seated. Thank you. Yeah, you can bring the bureau in. Counsel stipulate, please.
Yes, yeah. Your Honor.
Thank you.
I believe we left off at the break. May I inquire of the court with respect to State 71 file labeled Chevy Suburban? Did the court admit that as a full?
Yes.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to have you take a look at the screen behind you. If you can, sir, what is photograph one out of that file?
That's an overall view of the 2015 Chevy Suburban as it was parked in our garage.
On what day?
31 May.
And by garage, where is that?
That's at Troop L in Litchfield.
Picture two?
Again, another overall view of the front end.
Picture three.
That is the left side or driver's side of the vehicle?
No, so when you processed the Chevy Suburban that day, did you take any swabbings or anything from the outside or exterior of the vehicle?
Yes.
What did you do?
I took DNA swabbings from the exterior door handles to include the tailgate.
With respect to swabbings, is that the same procedure that you have discussed on the other vehicles?
Same procedure as the Raptor, correct.
Protective gear as well?
Yes, gloves and a mask.
Picture four?
That is the right side or passenger side of the vehicle.
Does this photograph also show where you took swabbings from the exterior of the vehicle?
Yes, those two exterior handles.
The door handles, the front and the passenger?
Yes.
Picture five, did you take any swabbings or anything for evidentiary value in picture five?
Yes, I took DNA swabbing from the steering wheel.
And picture six, sir, what does that picture contain?
That is a photo of the compartment that was underneath the floor of the cargo area.
Did you take any swabbings or evidentiary samples with respect to the compartment underneath the floor?
No.
Picture seven.
That is a picture of the rear cargo area of the Chevy Suburban.
And with respect to the flooring of the rear cargo area, what is that?
That is a WeatherTech floor liner.
Sir, I have a question about the liner. It's different colors in different areas. Why is that?
Objection. How would he know?
Well,
if you know.
Unless he did it.
Well, that may be what the testimony is, so the court is going to overrule the objection.
Well, I would ask for a foundation question then, because if he didn't do it, then I would check for that reason.
I can ask a foundation question, Your Honor, if it's easier. Sir, did you take any action with respect to the trunk of the vehicle?
Yes, during processing, we sprayed a luminol solution in the throughout the interior compartment, passenger compartment, to include the rear cargo area.
To include it. If you can, sir, would you, Your Honor, if you may stand up to
yes.
the screen. Sir, if you could walk up to the screen behind you. With respect to photograph 7 out of state 71 file Chevy Suburban, did you spray any luminol in that area?
Yes, I did.
Where did you spray?
On the floor liner, on the walls, on the back of the seat, the carpet seat back.
What was the purpose of doing that?
It was
just asked and answered.
Well,
I don't think it was, Your Honor, with respect to this this
the,
piece of evidence.
Concerning the reason the luminol was sprayed, concerning this photograph, that has not been asked and answered. Overruled.
Sir, why did you spray the luminol in that area?
We were searching for areas containing latent blood-like material.
With respect to the luminol process, what did you do?
Objection asked and answered.
Well,
concerning this vehicle, it has not been asked and answered, overruled.
I believe it was for this vehicle, Your Honor.
Was with respect to the photograph, Your Honor, based on counsel's objection.
It's overruled.
Sir, if you can, is the area that you, if you can walk through the process of utilizing the luminol in the cargo area of the vehicle, please.
So following a visual inspection, I applied a luminol solution in a darkened environment. Look for any kind of luminescent areas, and then I would further test those with the Castlemyer presumptive test.
I'm going to show you what's marked as picture 8.
Well, I mean, Your Honor, the issue was, what was those white spots? And then he never asked the question. I don't know if those spots, we're supposed to speculate that the white marks on the liner were luminol, but we never heard that question, so.
Well, there is cross-examination that is available.
Sir, if you could take a look at picture 8, please. What does that depict?
This was a photograph during the application of luminol.
Is there any results from the luminol, and is the results captured on the photograph?
And I'm going to object to the term results. You can testify what it shows, not what it, the results of something.
Well, the testimony so far has been that once the luminol is applied, it illuminates a certain area. So the court is not clear on what the objection is. If the objection is, how does luminol interact with whatever substances are on the surfaces, the court understands the testimony to be that it illuminates, it turns a certain color. So overruled.
Sir, did any area in the trunk cargo area illuminate after spraying the luminol on it?
Yes, it was this area here, depicted here by that bluish color. We further examined that area, conducted a presumptive test with the Kasselmeyer reagents, obtained a positive result, and took further evidentiary samples.
From that area?
Correct, from the left-hand side.
When you say evidentiary samples, what does that mean?
Two swabs were taken of the area.
Do you know what exhibit number they are?
Not off the top of my head.
Would it refresh your recollection, take a look at your report?
Yes.
Yes.
You see 72 for ID, sir. If you can take a moment, take a look at it, read it to yourself, please, and look up when you're done. Do you recall what exhibit that swabbing was, sir?
Yes, we seized that as exhibit 144.
Thank you. Did you take any further action with respect to the WeatherTech floor liner from the 2015 Chevy Suburban?
Yes, I ended up seizing the entire floor liner.
Why did you do that?
To send it to the lab for further examination.
You could have a seat, sir. I'm sorry. Thank you. Now, picture 9. Sir, what is contained in that photograph?
That is photographs of some of the contents of the interior of the vehicle laid out during the inventory process.
Picture 10.
Again, more contents from the inside of the vehicle.
And picture 11.
Contents from the inside of the vehicle. To include that WeatherTech floor liner.
And the WeatherTech liner, is that what is contained on the left side of that photograph?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, sir, did you also have an opportunity to conduct a search of 585 Deer Cliff in Avon?
Yes.
What is 585 Deer Cliff?
585 Deer Cliff is a house on a piece of property owned by the Ford Group. The house was, as we found it, in a state of disrepair, was unoccupied.
What day did you go there?
We went there on June the 4th.
Did you have a search warrant?
Yes, we did.
And you say we, who was with you?
So Detective Downs, Detective Hazen, Sergeant Duva, other members of the Western District Major Crime Squad, and we also had some state police canine teams with us as well.
What was the purpose of going to 585 Deer Cliff in Avon?
We were searching for Jennifer Dulos and any evidence related to her disappearance.
Did you have a particular assignment that day?
Again, I was assigned as evidence collection, evidence officer.
Sir, I'm going to have you take a look at the screen in front of you. For the record, the screen to the jury is black. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a overhead, looks like a Google Earth view of Deer Cliff.
When you say Deer Cliff, is that the place that you went to that day?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, what day was that again?
This was June the 4th.
And I'm going to show you state picture two.
Have a moment, counsel.
Your Honor, counsel has indicated he has no objection to the file marked Deer Cliff, 585 Deer Cliff, State 71, for all the photos to be moved. I've asked that they be moved this time, and I can continue.
That's correct.
Thank you. 585 Deer Cliff. How many photos are there?
Your Honor, there are
14, Your Honor.
14.
1 through 14 admitted as full.
Thank you. Sir, picture one, if you wouldn't mind standing up and going to the screen behind you. Is 585 Deer Cliff reflected on that map?
Yes.
If you could point it out, please.
It's in the upper center portion of the image, marked with that red marker.
Is Deer Cliff Road on that map as well?
Deer Cliff Road can be seen here, running north-south.
What about Jefferson Crossing?
Jefferson Crossing is down here at the bottom.
And for Jefferson Crossing?
For Jefferson Crossing is at the bottom edge of the photograph.
Thank you. You can have a seat, sir. Photograph two, what does that depict?
That is a photo of the base of the driveway at 585 Deer Cliff.
Does this appear exactly like you saw it on June 4th, 2019?
Yes.
With the for sale sign?
Correct.
Could you describe the house, please, or the property?
I said the property appeared to be unoccupied, not lived in. It was, the lawn was overgrown. The interior was unkempt. It was, the property was in a state of disrepair.
Picture three, sir, what is depicted there?
That's a photo of 585 Deer Cliff. That's the front of the property.
And when you say the lawn was overgrown, do you mean this at the bottom left-hand corner?
Yes.
Was that around the entire property?
Yes.
Picture four?
That's the front of the residence.
And picture five, sir?
That's a photograph of the garage door.
Were you able to get into the garage?
Yes, the garage was unlocked.
I just want to draw your attention and have one question on picture three, sir. Over on the right side of the photograph, what car is that?
That's our major crime van.
Okay. So every time you say the van, is that what you're talking about?
That's the van.
That's the van. Okay. Picture six.
That's a photo of the door on the front side of the house that we used access to a residence.
Was it locked?
We found it open.
And picture seven, sir, what is that?
That's the interior of the garage at Deer Cliff.
What was contained within that garage?
There was a Porsche that appeared to us to have sustained some collision damage. And there was also a lot of contractor supplies, doors, insulation, things like that.
Were you able to enter that garage?
We were. We've removed a lot of the material until we could actually go in and search that garage.
Did you search the garage?
Yes.
Sir, what is contained on picture 7?
That is some of the items we found in the garage.
In the lower right-hand corner, sir, what is this, if you can see my cursor?
That's the front end of the Porsche. We saw the back end in the previous photograph. This is the front end.
Was the hood up like that when you got there?
Yes.
Was there any other damage to the vehicle?
I'm sorry, ma'am, could you?
Was there any other damage to the vehicle?
I remember a cracked windshield.
Picture 8? Is that what it looked like?
Yes.
What about the inside of the vehicle?
The inside of the vehicle, we noted that airbags had been deployed, and also there was the two front seats were missing.
Were they missing completely? Did you find them anywhere in the garage?
No.
What about the back seats?
They were in place.
And 9, sir, what is that?
Just more of the items from the garage.
That vehicle on 9, the white car, do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Is that, what is it?
I remember it to be some sort of toy or model or something. Okay. It wasn't a motor vehicle.
It wasn't the size wasn't one that a normal car?
No.
It's for a child, safe to say?
Similar, correct.
Okay. And 10?
That's some more of the items found along one of the walls of the garage.
And did you enter the property as well?
Yes, I did.
What is that photograph, sir?
That's a view of the kitchen on the first floor of the residence.
With respect to the rest of the residence, did you find anything of evidentiary value at 585 Deercliff?
No.
And I believe I have one last question, sir. That photograph, do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is it?
That appeared to us to be a security camera. However, upon further examination, we could find no power source running to it. There was no memory card in it. So it appeared to us to be a dummy camera.
Thank you, sir. With respect to properties owned by Photo Studios, did you also search a property called 80 Mountain Spring?
Yes. For,
what day did you search that property?
We searched this on June the 2nd of 2019.
Who were you with that day?
Sergeant Duva, Detective McGavin, Detective Keppel, Detective Hazen, Detective Pearson, other members of the Major Crime Squad, and there were several State Police K-9 teams also on scene.
What was your assignment for that day?
Again, as evidence officer.
Did you have a search warrant?
Yes, we did.
What were you searching for?
We were searching for Jennifer Dulos and any evidence associated with her disappearance.
Did you have a procedure or process that you utilized in conducting a search of 80 Mountain Spring Road?
Yes.
What was that process or procedure?
We first conducted a walkthrough of the property to determine what we were dealing with. We then went through with overall photographs, both primary and backup, and then broke the house up into different areas to search and systematically search the house.
And did you, well, I wanted to have you draw your attention to the screen in front of you, sir. This would be on State 71, filed Mark 80 Mountain Spring Road. For the record, the screen to the jury is dark. Sir, do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is depicted there?
That is a overhead view from Google Earth of Haiti Mountain Spring.
Is that the area that you went to, or the house that you went to on June 2nd, 2019?
Yes.
States two, sir, do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
That is another image from Google Earth, street view. That's the base of the driveway to Haiti Mountain Spring.
Did you utilize that driveway in your search?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe this is 2A. Sir, what is that?
That is a overall picture of the base of the driveway taken on June 2nd, 2019.
And you said, did you take this photograph?
I did not.
Were you present when it was taken?
Yes.
Does it fairly and accurately represent the, I guess, outside of 80 Mountain Spring Road that day?
Yes, it does.
States three.
Again, another shot of just moving further up the driveway towards the house at 80 Mountain Spring.
Okay, I'm actually going to show you a series of photographs, sir. If you can, just take a look. Three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. Sir, do you recognize what's depicted in those photographs?
Yes, those are overall views of the exterior of the house.
Were you present when those photographs were taken?
Yes.
What day were they taken?
June 2nd. 2019.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the outside of the house looked like that day on June 2nd, 2019?
Yes.
The state would offer photos 1 through 8 on file 71 marked 80 Mountain Spring Road.
No objection.
So file marked 80 Mountain Spring Road, photos 1 through 8 admitted as full exhibit.
Sir, I'm going to show you another series of photographs if I can. 9, if you can take a look at the screen in front of you. 10, 11, 12. 9, 10, 11, and 12, sir, do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What are they depictions of?
The interior of 80 Mountain Spring.
Did you search the interior of 80 Mountain Spring that day?
Yes, I did.
Did you go into each of the rooms contained in those photographs?
Yes.
Did they fairly and accurately represent what those rooms looked like on that day?
Yes.
State would offer 9, 10, 11, and 12.
No objection.
File Mountain 80 Mountain Spring Road, photos 9 through 12 admitted as full exhibits.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to have you keep taking a look, please. 13, 14, and then 15, 16, and 17. First, with respect to 14 and 15, I'm sorry, 13 and 14. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes.
What is depicted in those photographs?
The basement at 80 Mountain Spring.
Did you go down to the basement that day?
I did.
Were you present when these photographs were taken?
Yes.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the basement looked like that day?
Yes.
Thank you. And with respect to 15, 16, and 17, do you recognize what's depicted in those photographs?
Yes.
What is it?
It's part of the wastewater septic system of the property.
And with respect to, I'll start with 15, what does this show?
Those are the lids you can of the septic system and two propane tanks that were buried off of the east side of the house, or adjacent to the garage.
Were you present when this photograph was taken?
Yes.
Does it fairly and accurately represent what that looked like that day?
Yes.
And with respect to 16, what is that?
That is the lid to that that wastewater part of the septic system.
Does that fairly and accurately represent what it looked like that day?
Yes.
Okay, take a look at 17. What is that?
That's looking down into that that tank once the cover was removed.
And it, briefly, did you take any action with respect to 17?
Yes, I did.
Does that fairly and accurately represent what it looked like prior to you? Withdraw that if I can. What is it show?
That's looking down into that that wastewater tank is the best way I can describe it.
And does it fairly and accurately show what it looked like when you looked down into the wastewater tank?
Yes.
Okay. State would offer, believe it is 15, 16, and 17.
No objection.
So 80 Mountain Spring Road, photos 15, 16, and 17 admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. Three more pictures if you can. 18, 19, and 20. So there's 18, 19, and 20. Do you recognize what's depicted in those photographs?
Yes.
What is depicted in those photographs?
That's the interior of the garage at 80 Mountain Spring.
Did you go into the interior of the garage at 80 Mountain Spring?
Yes.
And do these photographs fairly and accurately represent what the interior of the garage looked like on that day?
Yes.
Were you present when those photographs were taken?
Yes, I was.
State would offer 18, 19, and 20, Your Honor.
Could you just quickly flash them again? 18, 19, and 20.
There's 18, 19, 20.
No objection.
80 Mountain Spring Road. Photos 18, 19, and 20 admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. If you can, take a look. I believe that's the entirety of 80 Mountain Spring Road, Your Honor.
Thank you.
If I may.
Attorney, 13 and 14, we skipped over.
I believe we spoke about 13 and 14. Did I miss those two?
We did 15.
I would offer 13 and 14 as well.
Well, there is no objection to the photos 1 through 14 being admitted as full, correct?
Right.
Thank you, if I may. Sir, if you wouldn't mind taking a look behind you, and actually if you wouldn't mind taking a step behind you and taking a look at that screen, what is depicted on that screen?
Yes, this is the house at 80 Mountain Spring.
Which one, please?
I'm sorry, this one here.
In the
center of the image.
Thank you. Is that where you went that day on June 2nd, 2019?
Yes.
And again, who were you with?
I was with members of the Major Crime Squad and State Police K-9 teams.
And the purpose for going there?
Again, to locate Jennifer Dulos and any evidence relevant to her disappearance.
Picture two.
That's another image from Google Earth Street View of the base of the driveway at 80 Mountain Spring.
Now, over here, I'm going to draw your attention to this object here. Do you see the cursor, sir?
Yes.
In the upper middle left side of the screen. What is that?
Appears to be it's similar to a post for a real estate sign.
Was there a sign on it when you arrived there that day?
I don't recall.
And picture 2A, actually. What does this show, sir?
This is a face of the driveway at 80 Mountain Spring.
And what are these red lines?
It was almost like tape, engineer tape, used to cordon off the driveway from the wall.
Picture 3.
Yeah, further up the driveway, we're looking towards the front side of the house.
What material is the driveway, sir?
It was a crushed stone.
And picture 4.
That's the front of the residence at 80 Mountain Spring.
Now, sir, if you can, I'm going to scroll in a little bit. Do you see this sign here? Do you recall that being on there?
Yes.
And what does it say?
It said Ford Group.
And this red line going across, is that more of the tape?
Yes.
Was 80 Mountain Spring Road occupied, sir?
No, it was not.
Was there any items, was there any items that contained within it? Any furniture, clothing, anything like that?
No, it was unoccupied.
Picture five, what does that show?
It's a photograph of the garage, the four-bay garage.
Over here on the bottom right, what is this?
Again, this is the awning of our major crime van.
And how many bays are in this garage?
Four bays.
And picture six?
That's the back of the house, ma'am.
And picture seven?
That's one of the ends of the house, ma'am.
Picture eight?
And that's one of the side yards and ends of the house.
And we see on the bottom right, or middle right, I should say, has that same four group sign, is that correct?
Yes, that's seen in the previous picture.
Picture nine, sir, what is that?
That's a view of the door that we use to gain access. It's on the rear of the house.
You indicated, did you conduct a walkthrough?
We did.
Did you utilize the store to conduct the walkthrough?
Yes.
What was the purpose of a walkthrough?
It was to basically get a layout of the house and see if there's any kind of transient evidence or fragile evidence to address first and come up with a game plan of how we're going to accomplish this search.
How long was the search that day?
It was approximately 8 hours.
Photograph 10, what area does this show?
This is the kitchen. The door we saw previously is one of these French doors here.
Did you seize anything of evidentiary value in the kitchen?
No.
But this door, these doors were the ones you went through?
Yes.
Were you wearing protective gear when you went into the house?
Yes, I was wearing gloves.
What door is this, sir? Picture 11?
This is the front foyer of the house. That's the front door depicted in the center of the photograph.
And picture 12.
Yeah, it's one of the drawing rooms or libraries or living rooms on one of the ends of the house.
Picture 13?
The basement of the residence.
And picture 14?
Yeah, a different area of the basement.
Picture 15?
Okay, this is off the side yard. This is the portion of the driveway adjacent to the garage.
Did you search the area surrounding 80 Mountain as well?
I did not go farther than these items here. I did see dog teams running through the woods and the fields adjacent.
With respect to those items there, what did you do?
I opened the lids on these propane cylinders here to check those. And I also opened the lid of this, it's almost like a gray water or part of the septic system.
Picture 16, what is that?
That's the cover to that, the part of the septic system I spoke about.
And picture 17?
And that's the interior of that tank with the top removed.
Did you take any action with respect to that tank?
I did. I examined this upper area for any blood-like material, any hairs, fibers, bits of clothing.
Did you seize anything for evidentiary value out of that tank that day?
I did not.
Thank you. Did you go into the garage, sir?
I did.
Picture 18, sir, is that what the garage looked like that day?
Yes.
Was there anything contained within it?
Nothing besides that backpack blower and the recycling container.
Did you look in the recycling container?
Yes.
What was contained within?
It contained garbage and debris from landscaping activities.
How full was it?
I really can't say for sure, ma'am.
Do you recall what items were contained within that bin?
I remember fertilizer bags, grass seed bags. There was a styrofoam coffee cup or disposable coffee cup that I took a look at.
Did you seize anything out of that bag?
No.
Picture 19.
This is just a view of the garage taken from that opposite corner, and this is the entry door into the main portion of the house.
What door is this, sir?
That I believe leads to a staircase to access the upper floors.
And on picture 19, next to that staircase door, there's a bags. And in the corner as well, next to the other door. What were those bags?
Landscaping material, fertilizer.
And just picture 20, what does that contain?
This is just an overall view of the garage at the conclusion of our search.
Now, there was, you can have a seat, sir. There was a recycling bin in the garage, sir. Were there also garbage bins?
Yes.
Where were the garbage bins located?
They were located at the base of the driveway.
Near the road?
Near the road, correct.
Did you look in there?
I did.
What was contained within the garbage cans?
It was an Amazon box or Amazon packaging.
Anything else?
That was it. It was empty otherwise.
Did you seize anything for evidentiary value out of that garbage can?
No.
Okay. Now, did you search also for Jefferson Crossing?
Yes.
When did you search for Jefferson Crossing?
We searched for Jefferson Crossing on June the 2nd, 2019.
Now you say we. Who's we?
Members of the major crime van under the supervision of Sergeant Joe Duva.
And who are those members?
Off the top of my head, Jamie Pearson, Detective Bob Hazen, Detective Katie Keppel, Detective Frank McGavin.
I just want to clarify something. Just for a timeline, if I can, on May 31st, what items or properties or vehicles did you search?
We searched the Ford Raptor and the 2015 Chevy Suburban.
What day did you search the 80 Mountain Spring?
We searched that on the 2nd.
What day did you search for Jefferson Crossing?
We searched for Jefferson Crossing on the 3rd.
And what day did you search 585 Deer Cliff?
On the 4th.
Okay. So this would be the June 3rd search of Fort Jefferson Crossing?
Yes. I apologize.
Okay. Now, what was your assignment for that day?
Again, evidence collection. I was a designated evidence officer.
Were you there pursuant to a search warrant?
Yes, I was.
What were you searching for?
And we're searching for Jennifer Dulos and any evidence relative to her disappearance.
Now, was there a certain procedure in place for conducting the search that day on June 3rd?
Yes.
What was that procedure?
We first conducted a walkthrough. I went on that walkthrough. And again, it was to get a general layout of the house, identify any kind of transient evidence or something that had to be addressed right away.
What time did you arrive that day?
At approximately 10 o'clock in the morning.
When did you complete the search?
At about 7 o'clock in the evening.
So you conducted the walkthrough first. What came next?
Then we went through and videotaped the property, exterior and interior.
Did you videotape it?
I did not.
Who was that assignment given to?
I don't recall, ma'am.
After the videotapes were going in, what happened next?
Then overall photography was done, both primary and backup.
Do you recall who was given that assignment?
I was Detective Hazen and Detective Keppel.
After photographs?
After photographs, then we began a systematic search of the interior of the residence.
Did you participate in that search?
I did.
As an evidence officer, what are some of your responsibilities that day?
My responsibilities are to not only search myself different areas of the house, but also if other team members find anything of possible interest, they would let me know, and then I would eventually decide whether or not to seize it or not. I was also responsible for collecting those items, packaging them, labeling them.
Now, did you review the search warrant prior to entering the house?
Yes.
And again, just to be clear, on June 3rd, were you aware of the items that had been removed from the garbage cans on Albany Avenue?
Yes, some of the items.
Okay. Now, if you can, sir, take a look at the screen in front of you. I'm going to show you a series of photographs, if I can. Photograph 1, 2, 3, actually this is label 4, 6, 7, 10. With respect to 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10, do you recognize what is depicted in those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What is depicted in those photographs?
Those are exterior views of the residence at Fort Jefferson Crossing.
Is that how the outside of Fort Jefferson Crossing looked that day on June 3rd, 2019?
Yes.
Who took those photographs?
These were taken by either Detective Hazen or Detective Kevin.
Do those photographs fare well? Were you present when the photographs were taken?
Yes.
And I probably already asked this, but do they fairly and accurately represent the outside of that house that day?
Yes.
I would offer, Your Honor, 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, and 10.
No objection.
For Jefferson Crossing, photos 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, and 10 admitted as full.
So if you could keep looking at your screen, we have 11. 12, 13, 14, and 15. Do you recognize what's depicted in 11 through 15?
Yes.
What is 11?
This is a view from the drive-thru, looking towards the portion of the residence that contain like the business office.
When you say the drive-through, where in relation to the rest of the house is that?
It's if you're standing in the front yard, it's towards the right-hand side of the house.
Is it near the garages?
Near the garages, correct.
Does it fairly and accurately represent that, drive-through area facing the house?
Yes.
As you saw it on June 3rd, 2019?
Yes.
With respect to photographs 12, 13, 14, and 15, what is contained on those photographs?
Those depict the two garages at the residence.
You say two garages? What do you mean by that?
On either side of that kind of drive-through, there were garages on either side.
If I can go to 12. Which side of the cut-through garage is this?
That is the residence side. I'm going to call the side towards the house.
Does this photograph fairly and accurately represent what the garage looked like on the garage side towards the house?
Yes.
Did you go in there and were you present at this time?
Yes.
And picture 13.
Again, it's another photograph of the garages on the side of the house. From this photograph, I can't tell which garage this is in.
Would it refresh your recollection to take a look at a photo report?
Yes.
Thank you.
Your
Honor?
Yes.
Dr. Bradley, I'm going to show you what's been marked for ID as state 73. If you can take a look at it, I'm going to draw your attention to page, the middle of page 5. So did that refresh your recollection as to which side of the house the garage is on?
Yes.
Which side of the house was it on?
It would be on the office side.
May I have that back, please? And did that fairly and accurately represent what that looked like that day?
Yes.
And picture 14.
That's an overall view of the garage on the house side, the residence side.
Did that fairly and accurately represent what that looked like that day?
Yes.
Did you go through the garage? And the course of your processing?
Yes, I was part of the team that searched this portion of the house.
And 15, sir, what is that picture?
That is a photo of, overall photo of the garage on the office side of that drive-through.
Did you go through that garage as well?
Yes, I did.
And does it fairly and accurately represent what you saw that day on June 3rd, 2019 of the garage on that side of the house?
Yes.
Your Honor, state would offer 15, 14, 13, 12, and 11.
May I inquire?
Yes.
Could you just put 11 up the widths?
11.
Detective Riley, I'm not sure I understood your description of this image, number 11. You said it was a door to the office, but I see two. In this image, I see two. So could you just clarify for me which is which that you're referring to?
I remember the door on the right-hand side, that darker colored wood door, led to a staircase that led up to the office.
That's what you were talking about, that door to the office, not the one to the left.
Right.
Correct. You mean, correct. Exactly. I know, that's still right. Correct, right?
Correct.
Correct. And that door goes to which garage, so that I'm oriented correctly here?
The garage underneath the office.
Yeah, but if I'm standing by the street looking towards the house, there's that, you refer to it, it's like a portico, you called it a drive-through, but
correct.
It's like a covered archway. Right?
Portico.
There's a fancy word for it, but I can't remember. Porsche something, but I can't remember. Would these be, this picture, would it show the left side of that archway?
I believe it shows the right side of that archway.
So there's two garages that are actually separated from the other two garages by that archway?
Yes.
Okay. And one other question I wanted to ask you, could you please show the witness 12, 13, that one, and 14. Let's go back to 13, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah. Is this how you saw, you said this is the side of the garage that's
actually on the side closer to the house as opposed to the side where the office was?
No, this is on the, this is a photo of the garage on that right-hand side of the house.
Oh, on the separated right-hand side garage.
Correct.
Right? And the it looked like this, the floor looked like that with that staining and everything?
Yes.
And one more, the next image, please, number 14, please. Is this the same room, or is this now the same garage, or is this now the other garage?
This is the opposite.
Okay, yep. So this garage, number 14, is the one, so I'm oriented closer to the house side, right?
Yes.
Left, facing the house. On
correct.
The yes?
Yes.
And were those stains, did they look like that when you were there that day?
Yes.
I have no objection to any of those.
Thank you. Four Jefferson Crossing, photos 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to show you, if I can, I'll start with 16. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is depicted in that photograph?
It's a photograph of the mudroom off of the kitchen.
Did you search this area on June 3rd, 2019?
Yes, I did.
Is it a photograph prior to the search or after the search?
It was after the search.
How do you know?
Because I noticed that item, that black bag depicted on the floor, had been moved from its original position.
Who moved it from its original position?
I did.
Okay, so this photograph, does this photograph fairly and accurately portray the mudroom, including that item, as you left it after the search?
Yes.
The state would offer 16, Your Honor.
No objection.
For Jefferson Crossing, photo 16, admitted as full.
State's 16A, sir, if you can take a look at that. What does that depict?
That's an item that I found within that black bag.
And by black bag, that's the item that you moved in the previous photograph?
Correct.
Did you take this photograph?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you put that item where it is on its location?
Yes.
Okay. So is it in the numbers on it and the other item itself? Did you place those like that?
I placed the numbers there.
Okay, so does this photograph fairly and accurately represent as an item you placed and put down on the mudroom in 2019?
Yes.
State would offer 16A.
No objection.
For Jefferson Crossing, photo 16A admitted as full.
And 16B, sir. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
That's another item that we found inside that black bag on the floor of the mudroom.
Did you remove it from the black bag?
Yes, I did.
And did you place that item on, I'm sorry, is this the floor?
This is the floor of the mudroom.
Did you place that item on the floor of the mudroom?
Yes.
In that manner and the way it's reflected on that photograph?
Yes.
And with respect to the numbers on the top, did you place those there?
I did.
And does this photograph fairly and accurately represent what that item looks like on the floor of the mudroom after you had removed it from the black bag and placed those markings at the top on June 3rd, 2019?
Yes.
State would offer 16B.
What, dear, please?
Yes.
The state keeps referring to this as, quote, an item. This is three different items, isn't it?
I seized them all together as one.
Seized them at the same time, but yes. You said it was one. It's three different things that we're looking at, correct?
Yes.
And you said they were inside the other bag that you, the bag that you talked about, which had the other number that we just saw a minute ago, right?
Correct.
And you laid them out, these three separate things on the floor, right?
Yes.
And you didn't take this picture?
No, I did not.
But someone else took it while you were present?
Yes.
And who chose which order to put these three pages in?
I did, sir.
You laid them out yourself?
Yes.
No objection.
For Jefferson Crossing, photo 16B admitted as full.
So I'm going to show you 17. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes, that is the kitchen of the residence at Jefferson Crossing.
Is that a fair and accurate representation of what the kitchen looked like that day on June 3rd, 2019?
Yes.
Did you go through that kitchen?
I did.
State would offer 17, Your Honor.
There's more to come at the Michelle Trokinas trial in the Jennifer Farber Dulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Because you're only human, Hill Science does more. Most days my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hills, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.